Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The Berks County District Attorney announces additional murder charges against a 61-year-old Redding man in custody for shooting and killing another man and dumping his body in a park. Authorities say the defendant has admitted to killing the man's wife, and their child. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
The investigation began on September 13th when the body of 33-year-old Junior Cabrera Colon of Redding was found in Bear Park. On September 18th, Jose Rodriguez was questioned by police, and that's when officials say he admitted to shooting Cabrera Colon once in the back of the head, killing him and dumping his body in the park. Officials say Rodriguez also admitted to shooting and killing the man's wife, 31-year-old Geraldina Paguero Monsebo, and killing their one-year-old son, Jaden. Berks County District Attorney John Adams says the defendant told investigators the baby was alive before he threw the boy into a muddy pond.
We will be considering filing a notice to seek the death penalty. We have not made any final decision as we speak, but I can't imagine anything more horrifying than throwing that one-year-old child into that pond of water, and that child is left there to die.
The woman and child's bodies were discovered about a week after Cabrera Colon's body was discovered in the park. As for the motive, the DA says the defendant and the woman were involved in some sort of relationship. The defendant wanted the woman to leave her husband. She refused, which apparently led to the murders. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A 31-year-old Philadelphia man has been arrested and charged with the possession of child sex abuse material. As KYW's Sonny Morgan explains, the man is also accused of sharing a guide on how to exploit children.
31-year-old Abdiel Mendoza is facing decades behind bars after officials say he's accused of distributing and possessing child sex abuse material. Attorney General Dave Sunday says his office served a search warrant last week at Mendoza's Griscombe Street home, where they seized a computer and cell phone. Through the search, Sunday says his agents discovered several files of child sex abuse material that Mendoza shared online. Officials also found a 170-page PDF file titled, quote, How to Practice Child Love, which was described as a how-to guide on engaging in sexual abuse with a child. Mendoza is charged with nearly two dozen counts of possessing child sexual abuse material. Mendoza is out on $50,000 bail with a preliminary hearing scheduled for next month. Sonny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Philadelphia City Council committee has advanced a bill that would restore loading zones to Spruce and Pine Streets in an effort to make them safer for bicyclists. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Earlier this year, council made it illegal to stop in bike lanes because of the danger it presents when cyclists have to move into traffic to get around parked vehicles. To accommodate residents on Spruce and Pine who still wanted to drop off and unload near their homes, the streets department put in bike-safe loading zones, but some residents still weren't happy. They sued, and a judge ordered the loading zones removed, saying council had to specifically approve new loading zones. The residents who sued showed up at the hearing on the bill to oppose it. Nicole Galley said she didn't think there was evidence the loading zones made the streets safer.
Streets and Otis are acting on instinct and preference, not true hard evidence.
Supporters of the loading zones far outnumbered opponents. Andrew Posmentier, a resident who didn't sue, said the evidence was improved safety during the 3 months the loading zones were in place.
Many fewer people pulling it out of the bike lane, swerving around, using it as a passing lane. I felt safer. It was working.
The committee also approved a bill to put speed cameras on three more corridors on the high injury network. The bills now go to the full council. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A longtime public servant in Montgomery County who died in July will be honored on Friday on what would have been her 60th birthday. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Sharon Cullen spent decades in the Montgomery County DA's office and the commissioner's office. Montgomery County State Rep Greg Scott's resolution honors Cullen not only for her work in county government, but also her co-founding of the Montgomery County Hero Fund, with Scott listing families of numerous first responders who've been helped by the fund after tragedy.
If you were a first responder in Montgomery County, you had a sense of peace knowing that Sharon Cullen was there in the event that something happened to you.
Sharon's husband, Sean, says the Hero Fund started in 2012 after a benefit for the pregnant widow of Plymouth Township Police Officer Brad Fox following his death in the line of duty, and grew from there to assist many others.
And that's what Sharon was most involved with. Sharon could organize anything. She was the most organized individual I've ever met in my life. And the deep friendships that she developed with law enforcement and first responders was just, that was her family. That was her life.
Sharon Cullen died on July 29th after a battle with cancer. She was 59 years old. Scott's resolution makes October 3rd what would have been her 60th birthday, Sharon Cullen Day in Pennsylvania. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melward, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.